de-escalation of violence. We want to see constitutional change. We want to see
Free Talk Live. And of course, Free Talk Live is the show where you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. You can call in 855-450-3733. And tonight you are joined by Brian,
Stephanie,
and Mark.
And like I said, this is the post-Liberty Forum edition, and if you're not going to call in, we're going to talk about what you know, we have in mind. And I imagine we all have, you know, Liberty Forum on the mind, as we just got back from there today. It just ended. I mean, this is I wonder, are they ever going to add more days to Liberty Forum, because they did that to Porkfest?
Yeah, maybe they feel like they don't need to. I don't know. It was different for me this year, because I remember always in the past, like, having to go back to work on Monday, but now I work for myself, so it's much more relaxing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, because was it always ran Thursday to Sunday? Is that commonplace?
That sounds right.
Yep.
Okay.
Sunday is basically the leaving day, though.
I'm trying to think when my first Liberty Forum was. I want to say I've been to, like, four of them. I think this was my fourth one.
Okay, so this is my third.
And then 1 year there was no Liberty Forum.
Right.
So it must have been like 5 years ago that I started going, and it's always been Thursday through Sunday.
Okay. I mean, Mark, what was your impressions of Liberty Forum?
Oh, that was great. I really love the lineup of speakers that we had this year. They sort of had a whistleblower theme. They had Thomas Drake, and who is the basically Edward Snowden version one. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
he blew the whistle on the NSA, fought the charges, won. And you know, he had gone to the press.
Why did we not hear about that?
We did, and I've watched the videos and read the articles, but you know, it's hard to. His story is so long and complicated.
Right.
Edward Snowden's was a lot more concise. The NSA is spying on you. Here's the proof. You know, he sort of had, you know, some of the accusations were out there, but the proof wasn't as clear.
Yeah, it wasn't as damning a case, in my opinion. So, but there's quite a few of these kind of guys that we don't hear about. Barrett Brown, Anacata, there's quite a few different people that to this day, I mean, Thomas Drake can actually, like, go around. Some of these people are still in jail for, you know, bringing light, shedding light on some of these matters.
Well, so, Jessalyn Raddick has represented the majority of NSA whistleblowers.
Correct.
And so she's a really you know, powerful attorney, and I really loved having her on. And you know, it was really impressive to have such a great group. There was the Ladar Levinson, who was the guy who had LavaBit, the company,
right.
LavaBit, that Edward Snowden had his email account through, and he told of his situation of getting one of the, is it the FBI letters? I can't remember what they're called, but Department of Homeland Security letters or something. And basically, when you get one of these letters, you mayn't discuss the reception of the letter at all.
Right. Yeah, it's a gag order.
It's a gag order issued by not a judge, but just by the government. It's really sort of antithetical to speech and completely un-American.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally goes against the First Amendment in every way possible.
Didn't they say, like, if the Free State Project fails, that's, like, the last hope?
Yes, apparently. I didn't catch this myself, and I'm sure the videos will be up eventually, because the Free State Project is very good about that. They made the claim at the final panel, Thomas Drake and the attorney you were talking about.
Jessalyn Raddick.
Right. Made the claim that, you know, the Free State Project is really, you know, the last hope for at least this country. And which is, you know, that's a pretty good endorsement.
That's a strong thing to say.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. And so, you know, I definitely had a very positive vibe from the Liberty Forum. I mean, I think you always kind of do, just because there's so many people that love Liberty that you're surrounded by. And you hear that from everybody that goes there. It's like, wow, it's just so nice, you know, to just not worry, you know, about the people around you.
Well, you know, honestly, I didn't go in and see very many of these speeches. I basically stayed in the hallways and talked to people, and had a great time.
I did not go to a single talk. So, as usual, I don't think I've ever really been to any talks at Liberty Forum. I mean, it's mostly just seeing the people, and I almost feel a little bit bad about that, but not really, because, you know, it's meant to be whatever
your liberty
you want
right?
to get out of it, right?
Right?
And what I wanted to get out of it was to see people, and I did that, and I had some great conversations and had a great time.
Well, you're on a panel.
I was on one panel, yeah. It was a charity panel, which was really interesting. I think there was a reporter there that was kind of coming from, like, a liberal bent.
Sure.
And so, I mean, I'm really glad that the person who brought her to that panel did, because a lot of the panel that I was on was about how government impedes charities from serving their function, which is to help people.
Right.
Like Dale, a former co-host of Free Talk Live, was on there talking about the shelter in Keene, the private shelter for homeless people in Keene.
100 Nights.
Yeah, that was asked to, well, ordered to put in a $20,000 sprinkler system by the city of Keene. And it was like, they don't get it that a homeless shelter with no sprinkler system is better than no homeless shelter, you know?
At all.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Than homeless people dying in the cold.
They might get it because the city of Keene wasn't real pleased with the 100 Night Shelter. You can find out more about it.
Right. They want people to be dependent on them. And that was a theme with all these governments and the way that they interact with charities. They want the charity to essentially join forces with the government and to take credit for what they're doing. And, you know, it's very distracting. And it's funny to think of, like, illegal charities, but in a sense, that's what a lot of charities are and how they operate.
Well, the 100 Nights was getting around this by having what they called a fire watch, which meant that somebody had to stay awake and sit in a chair, make sure a no fire appeared all night long.
Wow.
And it was cheaper to get a volunteer who was willing to sit up in a chair all night long than it was to install the incredibly expensive sprinkler system.
All those fires right. that happen in New Hampshire in the middle of the winter, you know.
But, well, I mean, especially the places that's what the military does, you know, and if it's good enough for the United States military, quote unquote, why isn't it good enough, you know, for a homeless shelter?
That's
ridiculous.
Right. You can go find, I support the 100 Nights shelter, and I, you know, give them money. You may be interested in doing the same. 100nightsinc.org.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's important. I'm glad a reporter was there to see the you know, this charity panel, because there is definitely, it gets talked about a lot, especially even on this show, where there's that vibe that people have about liberty-minded you know, people and libertarians.
Yep, there was a bunch of jerks who only care about themselves.
Yeah, that's all they care about.
And that's absolutely not true. The charity panel was actually packed with people. There were probably more people that could have been on that panel, but it was very well represented within New Hampshire and outside of New Hampshire.
Yeah, I was in the room. It was a full room, you know, and this was an amphitheater. This was not small.
Yeah, and you were on a cybersecurity panel, right, Brian?
I was, and that was good. There's a kind of an alternative event or a symbiotic event that occurs with a lot of...
it's the remora to the shark of Liberty Forum,
that's
right?
That's right. And the remora helps the shark.
Yes,
it's a good thing.
It does.
Like I say, it's a symbiosis.
It cleans it up, right?
Yeah, and it's called Alt Expo. They also hold it when at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, another wonderful Free State Project event. You know, that you get really, you know, down to earth with people, and you get to express you know, sometimes some really far out ideas as to where maybe some of the other talks could be a little more mainstream,
is
good.
It's so funny because, like, only libertarians would do this. You know, it's the Alt Expo exists to be whatever the official event is happening, they're doing the alternative to the
right.
official event.
Yeah.
And even though the official event is a libertarian and it's like the alternative to the rest of the world, you know, they have to be the alternative to the alternative.
That's, yeah. That sounds like the Alt-Fest,
and
yeah.
It's popular, too. I mean, people go to Alt Expo events. I look forward to it, you know, as much as the Liberty Forum.
Yeah,
and
I mean, the panel I had was in, you know, it was essentially in like a few hotel rooms kind of attached together, but it was packed. You know, I mean, a bunch of people, you know, hanging out on a bed. I mean,
yeah.
I thought that was fantastic. I could get behind that.
They had some great parties, too.
Yeah, yeah. So, and it was a great panel. Some really far-out stuff was able to get discussed. You know, and this is a great thing. That's why I like the Alt Expo being there, is because you actually get both sides. You know, you get alternative views. It's not, you know, it's not just a circle, not just a fest of, you know, of agreement. So.
Yeah, don't believe the official story, Brian.
Yeah.
Brian Sovereign does not believe the official story on anything.
Well, I do. Well. With 9/11, I'm not a truther by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, but yeah, no, I don't believe the official story on much of anything else. So, yeah, no, I thought it was a fantastic event. I saw this year, I saw a lot of new faces, which was great. I felt like the past couple of years, it was kind of the same crowd. of people, but this year there was just a lot of new people there.
Yeah, it was pretty packed. I mean, the hotel was sold out pretty early on. I remember in the past you could get a hotel room up to the weekend of, but this year that was not the case.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, my opinion was Liberty is growing. Yeah.
You can find out more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org.
And you can call in with your thoughts on anything. Did you go to Liberty Forum? What did you think of it? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Free Speech Me is a free software plugin for Firefox that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. You can register a .bit domain today using the inexpensive cryptocurrency Namecoin. .bit domains are extremely resistant to being shut down or hijacked by governments, corporations, or criminals. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to effortlessly get to your site using your .bit address and our Free Speech Me plugin. Go right now to freespeechme.org.
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed. Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
Amanda Bosal here from Midas Resources. Today, February 17th, 2014, gold opened at $1,326.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,374.33, $687.16 for a quarter ounce, or $343.58 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,374.33, $687.16, and $343.58.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver are going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for a free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4 herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. Of course, you can call in with your thoughts, 855-450-3733. We were just talking about Liberty Forum. We just got back from Liberty Forum, had a fantastic time, as always, at any of these Liberty events. They're always very, very comforting, very freeing to even just attend. And, you know, great talks, great speakers, the whole business. It was really, really fantastic. And we're going to get back to an article here in just a second that we've actually been covering for a couple weeks. And it's the rise of libertarianism. And like I said, I ended the last segment with the fact that it really, from Liberty Forum, libertarianism's rising. I mean, because I saw so many new faces and so many people making the statement, interestingly enough, that, look, if I want to move. I need to do something about liberty. And they're saying, if I don't like New Hampshire, I'm just going to leave the country. Okay? And so when you get rhetoric like that going on and people are that concerned, hey, yeah, libertarianism is on the rise. But, Mark, did you have...
Yep, I want to talk about BuzzBox Coffee. I have been, I started Free Talk Live into this program with BuzzBox because what I wanted to do was make it easy for my listeners to be able to help people around the world. You know, certain times of the year, maybe it wouldn't be every year, sometimes it'd be twice a year or whatever, I'd start feeling like, you know, my life's pretty good. The life of a lot of people around the world, not as good. I'd like to help. And I didn't really know how to do that. I really don't like charities that kind of hand things out. People begin to get dependent on those things, and then you don't allow them to work, which I believe to be a great thing. This is, you know, the opportunity to work your way out of the generational chains of poverty. BuzzBox Coffee allows people to get a microloan, and Free Talk Live is going to finance 100 of those if we can get 1,000 listeners to team up with us. So 100 microloans to allow people to join a coffee co-op, and then that way they and their families can work their way out of poverty. And you can help one cup at a time, simply by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. We'll give you a pound of coffee there. It makes it really easy for you. You sign up for the subscription program. They'll send you coffee every week. You can modify your program to get the right amount of coffee for you. If you get a little extra, hey, it's not that big of a deal. Give a pound to a friend. Tell them about the program. Go get a free pound at coffee.freetalklive.com.
And it's great coffee.
It's great coffee.
You know, that's the thing. You're helping out, mm-hmm. and you get great coffee out of the whole deal. Yeah.
There's no coffee snob that's going to say, whoops, will. No,
yeah, not at all. Not at all.
Wow. That would be funny if they did say it like that, though.
Yeah, then that's all the more reason to give more money. So that
that's how I talk the rest of the time when I'm not on Free Talk Line. I talk like this all the time.
So we're talking about the rise of libertarians. And Mark, if you could give us I think we only covered three of them, but if you could give us a recap.
I think we did the first four or five. So
okay, let's do a recap.
Yeah, real quick. So this is an article by Max. What's Max last name? Borders at fee.org. That's FEE. It's
is that the Foundation for Economic Education.
That's what it was. I was stumbling over my words there. So it's number one is libertarianism is the new center, suggesting that the moderates used to be squishy, but libertarians aren't squishy. So, you know, it's the new center. Two, progressivism is the status quo. It used to be, you know, 150 years of socialism. This was going to be the new thing we were going to try out, and it was going to work. It's been tried out. Here's a little news flash for you. It failed.
It failed big time.
Again and again.
Yeah.
Number three, libertarianism is a powerful vision, and I think that's true. Number four, partisan politics is dying. They went on and showed how the new generation is just sick and tired of politics as usual. And number five, that we haven't read yet, libertarianism is not conservatism. Oftentimes, one of the disparaging remarks about libertarians is, it's just Republicans that smoke pot. So going on with what Max Borders has to say here, it's easier to pick on conservatism than it is libertarianism. It appears quaint and less cosmopolitan. It's a worldview that seems headed over a demographic cliff. This is the God's honest truth. I mean, conservatism in this country is headed over a demographic cliff.
Yes.
There was an article recently, and I believe it's 28 years from now, that the United States is going to be, whites will be a minority in the United States. So the Republicans aren't doing a very good job of reaching out to non-whites. And
forget whites. What about young people?
That too, right? So
like the young people are going to get older. That's true. But like the old people are going to die off. And so when the young people get older, are they going to suddenly start believing that we need to go back to a magical point in the past where gay people couldn't get married and women couldn't get abortions?
Right.
I doubt it. I mean,
the only thing the Republican Party seems serious about, though, is social conservatism. Because they're not serious about fiscal conservatism.
No. Not with that war machine.
No. I mean, the Republican Party was entrenched in power in this country from 2000 to 2006. The government grew over that period of time. And then I don't remember which one of the liars it was, but let's call it Delay or Lot. I'm not sure. I'm not even sure which one it was. Said that we have cut the government to the bone. This is as small as it can get.
Right.
Now this was when it was bigger than it was under Bill Clinton.
Right.
It was cut to the bone. I mean, what kind of morons does he think he's dealing with? I don't know. It's amazing to think about when you hear people talk about they'll get asked questions like who's the vice president and how many states are there. They can't answer the question. So maybe he is talking to the voting the majority. I don't have any clue.
No, but I mean, there's no they can't. I don't think anyone would ever take Republicans seriously on fiscal conservatism ever again. Social conservatism, yes, but ever since Contract with America, in the early 90s.
They fooled me on that one, Brian.
I hear a lot of people, were, and it didn't happen. Everything Newt said was a lie, go down the list. And so, they're never, ever going to, get that passed again. So social conservatism is the only thing they have. And, that's dying away. In my opinion, with this next generation, just as ridiculous as slavery seemed, to baby boomers eventually, the idea of, gay marriage somehow being a problem is going to die off just as well.
Yeah, and that's what they've got. They've got the social conservatism locked down. We got to make sure, they're constantly caterwauling about, whether it's drugs or gays getting married or whatever. They marginalize themselves.
The moral decline of America, Mark.
The funny thing is that many, if you're looking at ethnicities and the way they vote, many of the Latin and black communities are very socially conservative. But the Republicans can't reach them either.
Right.
It's incredible how they, they don't do what they say they're going to do, but they manage to marginalize everybody in the process. Who's left? So there's this war coming in the Republican Party, and I don't know what it's going to look like. Hopefully it's not a bloodless war. It's going to see what happens. I don't know. I predicted a schism in 2007 in the Republican Party. It didn't happen. Excuse me. 2012 was about 2007 that I did it. And it hasn't happened yet, but I kind of think it's going to at some point. Maybe it'll be the Republicans. Maybe people will vote Libertarian. I don't know what will happen, but it's interesting to think about.
I just don't know who's going to be on the side of the fiscal conservatism, because I just literally do not see any politicians out there. I don't really pay much attention, but
it's not in their interest.
No.
It's not in a politician's interest to be fiscally conservative, because, A, you have to not be corrupt, and that's not really what politicians do. And B, you have to not want to grow the area of government that you're concerned about. Well, that's not what politicians do.
Do you think anyone's going to care about this in the future? Any politician? Your thoughts. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgery, stress, frustration. But what if one day could end your suffering for good? Dental implants from Clear Choice can be your permanent solution. We bring your team of doctors and precise technology together in one place so you get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth in just one day. Call Clear Choice for your free consultation at 1-800-574-9997. Qualified patients can have the procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. And of course, tonight you are joined by Brian
and Stephanie
and Mark.
And boy, we're finally getting to the hopefully the end, the conclusion of a story of the rise of libertarianism.
How long have you been working on this? About a month?
it's feeling like it. But I think after Liberty Forum, it's pretty safe. We can definitely end this this article off with some confidence, because really, Liberty Forum felt like the rise of libertarianism more so than any other year, in my opinion. But you can call in. Let us know what you think about that. 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. But what is ProXPN? Well, let me tell you. If you're looking to do even just a small modicum of activism, okay, you want to do something for liberty, here's something you can do. ProXPN, it's a VPN service. That's virtual private network. And what a VPN does is any device you've got, tablet, smartphone, computer, you know, take your pick. It will encrypt all of your online communication, all of your online data transmission before it gets to your ISP. That's Time Warner or Comcast, though they're going to be one and the same now. All the more reason to encrypt.
And to not give them access to your information, the things that you're searching for in web searches, which they can keep records of for 5 years.
Exactly. I mean, privacy is your right, so take it. And this is a way to do it.
You know, we had a couple people at the Liberty Forum, at least one in particular, who showed us his phone, and it had, you know, a little lock in his browser. And he said, well, that's because I'm using ProXPN on my phone.
That's right. And you can run it right on your phone. ProXPN works on pretty much every device you can imagine. iOS, Android, Linux. Setup's a little different on Linux, but it's very, very easy.
It's easy to install. Like, don't be intimidated by the process of installing it, because anyone can do that.
Right. Absolutely. And again, the cost, it's amazing. All that, you know, this online insurance, essentially, of your privacy will only cost you pretty much less than a cup of Starbucks coffee a month. If you go with the annual plan, you can get, that's if you use the code FTL20, you're going to get 20% off the price of whatever plan you go with, be it monthly or the annual plan. You take your pick, but also you can use Bitcoin. Okay, you can use Bitcoin and you'll get even greater savings. This uses OpenVPN. If you're wondering, how do I know it's secure? It's because it uses OpenVPN, and believe me, the geeks, myself included, have checked that out. So go ahead and go to proxpn.com/FTL, use the code FTL20, and that code will be good for the lifetime of the account, and there's no reason to ever stop using a VPN. So anyway, Mark, we were talking about The rise of libertarianism. And I feel like there's the rise of libertarianism right in the studio today. It's so exciting. I'm feeling a little nervous here. There's so many people watching.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in the studio. That's right.
Live studio audience.
You can go to cam.freetalklive.com and maybe get a little glimpse of some of them. But such beautiful people here together for some liberty. But Mark, why don't you go ahead? We were talking about how social conservatism is dying, which I couldn't be happier about myself. But what else we got?
Number six on the list. Here at fee.org, is progressivism's cracks have finally been exposed. Progressives will argue that Obama is not the change that they'd hoped for, but the Affordable Care Act should have been progressivism's shining moment. Of course, it was anything but. The first president lies to the population, then joins his party in forcing Americans to swallow the bitter pill of Obamacare. He then unleashes the technocrats and gives contracts to his crony buddies that create a $500 million non-functioning website. And that's just the start of the crony bonanza. The president then assures everyone that the wasted resources, high premiums, diminished options are all for the greater good. People start to get wise to it. Progressivism's cracks are exposed. Add the failure of cash for clunkers, the failure of Celinda, all the bailouts of banking cartels.
What's Celinda?
Celinda was this, it was a company that was solar power, and basically the government kept pumping money into them, and no matter what they did, the company was failing.
Wow.
It's not that solar power is a problem, it's that this company, it's that welfare doesn't work.
Yeah.
And when it doesn't work for a company, it doesn't work for people. Once a company's getting used to getting money in from someplace else, then, you know, no longer are they worried about
incentivizing someone to fail. If you get money when you fail, well, what are you going to do?
Well, you're going to be the government.
Yeah. Right.
You know, if you can get money for failing, you should just be in the government. So anyway, and the rescue of auto manufacturers and their unions, the list goes on and on. The more progressive technocrats try to do, the more they botch it. Of course, something similar can be said about all the faith-based initiatives of the Republicans years, you know, like the creation of the TSA, the war in Iraq, stimulus packages, and all manner of pork barrel projects.
Well, you know, that's a great point, because people who are genuinely anti-war, they do not have a home among Democrats or, like, neo-progressives. They're just not. They're just not anti-war.
Well, the progressives were anti-war until Bush lost, at which point, or not lost, but got out of there. And once Obama became president, then they realize, you know, where their true values lie. Because the anti-war thing, it sells. It's great. But when your guy's in office, you want the payoffs.
They're psyched to pay their taxes,
yeah.
You know, to support Obama, and he's bombing all over the world just like George Bush was. He's continued all the worst policies of
yep.
Bush.
That's
only thing that's different is the person's face has changed, and the letter behind his name has changed, but not much else.
And then the lies keep rolling out, too. I mean, because, you know, in particular with Obama, he said that, you know, we're not going to take out civilians, you know, we're not going to hurt any innocents in doing these things, and now we're finding out, oh, no, that's not actually the language of their mission statement. Their mission statement is we're going to minimize.
Well, the killing is less wholesale. There's fewer people dying on the Obama administration, but the tyranny is much wider spread. So the you've got these bombers in the sky that can stay up for days at a time because they have no pilot in them.
Right.
And death can come to your little village, God knows where, at any moment. And then what they've done with these double taps, this means they drop a bomb, and then when people rush in to help,
the
they drop
responders.
Another bomb.
Yeah, right on them.
Now, this is, I guess you have to ask yourself whether or not, if you're in this foreign country where this happens and you see this, how are you going to feel about the United States? Are you going to be happy that Obama finally got health care through? Is that what's going to be important to you? Are you going to want to kill the American infidel because they're dropping bombs from the sky? You can't even see these planes. You don't even know how to get to them. Look, hate, they don't care whether you're the blue team or the red team. They hate you because you killed them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and the thing with these, I wonder if this anti-war crowd, if they're being appeased to some degree, or this claiming anti-war crowd, if they're being appeased by the simple fact that less Americans are dying, you know, even though maybe still plenty of, because of the use of drones, even though still a lot of you know, foreigners, will say, even though that's a ridiculous term, we're all human. There's really no such thing as a foreigner. Let's accept that. Okay. It's okay. They're dying, but at least our boys aren't dying.
Well, I feel like whether or not people acknowledge drones is kind of a litmus test between the actual, like, radical, I'll say, liberals who maybe have a little bit of a libertarian streak and the kind of, you know, just run-of-the-mill Democrats and progressives, because the Democrats and progressives will kind of just say, oh, well, you know, he's great. He passed health care. Rah-rah.
Yeah.
You know, and the actual ones who care about drones will say, yeah, no, this has got to stop. I mean, maybe they'll be a little embarrassed even.
I don't mind arguing with the Greens. I can have a much better conversation. I'm talking about the Green Party, which is very few people voted for against Obama. They, you know, went ahead and got in lockstep. I think it was far fewer than, I'd have to look up the numbers, far fewer than the voted for the Libertarian. But I don't mind having conversations with them, because at least we can share the value. We can start on the page, first we stop killing people.
Right.
And then we can start solving some domestic problems.
Right.
Now, obviously, I'm probably on completely the opposite side of the scale as far as solving the domestic problems the way they are. But I can have a conversation and just not get all worked up, because we're not apologizing, and by that making excuses for killing people.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't live
That's
with it.
The whole point of antiwar.com. They're like, you know, they don't care really about your other politics. They're just saying, like, look, it's a pretty important thing. It's pretty high priority to stop the killing, so why don't we focus on
Yeah,
that?
Absolutely. Yeah, I say that all the time. Look, don't worry about the social programs. Don't worry about, I mean, even Obamacare, yeah, I know what it's about,
bucket.
But it's nothing. Let's just stop killing people everywhere. Let's stop the Americans from dying, too. Please, everybody, let's stop them all from dying. Then we'll solve all this other stuff. First things first, your thoughts, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition where you get the inimitable team of Brian Sovereign
and Stephanie
and Mark.
And tonight we are putting the cap on the story of Rise of the Libertarians. But of course you can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about, or you can comment on this story or really anything you want. That is the beauty of Free Talk Live. Now, if you want to help out Free Talk Live in allowing for this real open forum of ideas that I, in my opinion, you don't get anywhere else, you can go to shop.freetalklive.com. And through there, you can use our Amazon link. We also have a Newegg link. And if you use that link, Free Talk Live will get a cut from your purchase. No extra cost to you whatsoever. Okay, this is a win-win. You get Amazon's great prices, and we get a little cut of that, and that helps support us. And really, it helps a lot. So please, shop.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, I kind of wonder what the audience thinks. I mean, is libertarianism on the rise? It seems clear to me with the Ron Paul campaign, the more people are talking about these ideas. One thing that I wonder with the rise is, you know, with more success comes new problems. And what might those new problems be? What if, say, there's somebody who's running who might be considered to be somewhat libertarian, maybe he's the son of a famous libertarian out there, and that person manages to hook or crook to make it into the highest office in the land. And
No names.
and doesn't, maybe he does subscribe to all the policies his dad does, or maybe he doesn't. It's really difficult because of the news stories. You never know what you're hearing with this imaginary person. And
yeah, you don't know until he ran for office.
That's right. You never know. And once he manages to get in, how will these policies be? Because I can assure you, no matter what the policy is, it'll be called libertarian. So what'll that look like? And I think most libertarians understand that the weaning off of government largesse is going to be difficult, no matter who we're talking about, whether it's big corporations or the tiniest person, whoever it is. It's going to be difficult,
yeah.
And there's going to be a period of time that's going to be unpleasant, because
Well, transition always is.
It always is.
Any kind of personal transition, a nationwide transition, whatever, it's always difficult. But that doesn't mean that what comes out of it isn't far superior to what you had before.
So I want to go on.
What about a sort of transition that didn't take a political form,
yeah.
I'm not talking about a so-called libertarian politician getting elected, because I don't think those really exist. I'm talking about people, just kind of transitioning away from government in their own lives and obsoleting the government, making it irrelevant.
I think that that's something that absolutely will be less painful as time goes on. People will choose it. There will be some, bumps along the way, but people will choose it, and I think that's the best one. It's going to be the slowest, too.
Yeah, but the more that do that, I think the easier any kind of transition that occurs will be on everybody, because people are going to be a little more independent in the whole situation.
I don't think politics gives us freedom. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I agree.
We have to take it for ourselves.
And the government doesn't like independence and will actually throw people who want to be independent in jail as quickly as possible,
if
they get that opportunity.
That's a fact. Well, let's see what our listeners think. We've got a couple calls on the line. And let's go to Robert in Vermont. Robert, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
What would you like to talk about, Robert?
Yeah, I think that the person that could run this country would be Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders, really?
That's Bernie a senator Sanders. From Vermont, right? Or House?
He is one of these guys that is actually a pretty consistent character as far as politicians go. Go ahead, Robert. I'm sorry.
I'm telling you, go look it up on this. Look it up online. People love this guy.
Well, Bernie Sanders is kind of. He's definitely a left. He's kind of like the leftist dream, I'll say, in conventional terms. He believes in
he's a full-on socialist.
Yeah. Like single-payer healthcare, the whole business, which Obamacare really isn't.
He's just the rogue candidate to placate the hardcore liberals into thinking that they actually have a chance to make a difference in politics.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to have that guy on the outside, though, and I think that's what some people like, is that he'll speak his mind. I like him simply because he'll speak his mind.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do too. No, and this is a great point, Robert, that you bring up. I mean, why do people love him? They love him because he is actually ideologically consistent. I'm not saying that his ideology is logical. I'm just saying that he's consistent with it. Okay, he does speak his mind, and he seems to have some degree of what's the word I'm looking for? Not honor, but
he's certainly brave.
Integrity. Integrity?
Yeah, he has integrity. Thank you. That's the exact word I'm looking for. He has integrity. Go ahead, Robert.
Gotcha, Brian.
He knows how to look. He knows how to look at things analytically.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's consistent, and because he's consistent, he actually will look at things, through that lens that, when you're consistent, I think you automatically become analytical, because everything goes through the same lens.
The thing is, people say this about Ron Paul, too, and, sometimes I really do question about whether people like Ron Paul and Bernie Sanders are just there to kind of make certain people who would otherwise be really anti-establishment kind of get excited about politics.
Ooh.
And participate in the system. And
there's a word for
this.
It
can make a difference. Yeah, the rogue candidate.
The rogue candidate program. Yeah. That's what some people think, is that there's just these few guys that are in politics who, will represent those certain extreme groups of people.
Yeah, to keep people placated.
To make them feel like they're actually represented.
Right, yeah.
Sure. What do you think about that, Robert?
I'm actually really glad to be a part of libertarianism, because, before it was either I had to, be a Republican or a Democratic, and it's like that was where they choose, they lose. But when it comes to libertarianism, it's like everybody wants to hear your idea.
Yeah, because it's so new and so shocking, and this is what we're talking about with the rise of libertarianism.
But do you just like libertarian because it's like an outside the system or an alternative kind of thing? Because you said you like Bernie Sanders, and he's not exactly libertarian. I mean, he's anti the Democrats and Republicans, but he's going in a very different direction than individual freedom. He wants the government to do a lot for people, right?
Right, but I'm not seeing where liberals are selfish. I believe that Republicans and the Democrats, they want things their own way. You can't reason with them.
Yeah, they think they know what's best for you, when really the only person that could possibly know what's best for you
is Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, right. Or you.
I think it's you.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Robert. Appreciate that. Let's go to Nick in South Carolina. Nick, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
What would you like to talk about, Nick?
Okay. Can you agree with me on the definition of slavery being anyone who you're not allowed to say no to?
I think it's I think it's part of the whole slavery picture.
Okay, so what if you're unable to say no to yourself? Would that be a more pernicious form of slavery?
I don't think so, because you own yourself, so therefore you couldn't really say no to yourself.
Yeah, you'd have to kind of split yourself into different parts.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me bring in Emily Dickinson with her poem about people who bolt the door, overlooking a superior specter or more.
Which are specters like things? Are specters things like spirits?
To the self.
Okay.
See, her poem was about people bolting the door, thinking that the scary one is outside, when really the scary one is inside.
Is that a mental illness?
Dickinson might have been ill.
Okay. Well, Nick, I think to some degree, yes, freedom is to be found by working on yourself first. I think that's an absolute fact. Is that what Emily Dickinson is saying?
And the more you work on yourself, you're going to work out any internal conflicts.
I mean, absolutely. And the more you work on yourself, the more you're going to realize that, you know, you don't need overlords. You know, I kind of understand, I think, what you're saying, Nick. There's an old saying that goes something along the lines of, if you just give in to all of your desires, you know, you become a slave, now I can't exactly remember, but essentially that if you find discipline, you'll find your true liberty. I understand that to some degree, but that can be really misconstrued. I think the more important point is to just look at yourself, work on yourself in whatever ways, you know, psychologically, physically, the whole business. And then that's where you find your real freedom. And that's why I think looking for political answers to this stuff is meaningless.
Mm-hmm.
Because it can't, I mean, people just telling you, no, this is illegal, so you can't do it. That's crazy. This is how I feel about with guns, okay? Because everybody says, well, an armed society is a polite society. Oh, really? So the only reason that you're nice to me is because I'm scared of the threat that you're going to blow my face off.
Right.
You know, that's insane.
Ridiculous.
That's absolutely insane. To base a society on that sort of thing is crazy. So, you know, if your point, again, Nick, is that we should work on ourselves, I'm with you on that one. Thank you for the call, Nick. You can call in with your thoughts, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it 3 times. Studies show you need to hear something 3 times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.